Chuck 12, 310 underscore 0001, Pritchard College Prep. Director is Benjamin Doss, Class L5, Performance Room 103, Performance Time 10:20.
can so I take that?
You have to go out.
Just
come out again.
1 second.
Sure.
Time
sure.
Is the correct.
Yeah. 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 Guys, just 1 second. Yeah. Please
yeah.
take a seat.
Yeah.
Everybody.
So give it up for Pittsburgh College Prep. And they came all the way from Chicago, Illinois. So I would like to give them the certificate of participation award.
Thank you for
making the trek. And of course, the whole band sounded great and was really tight. But we were only able to give one outstanding performance award, and this goes to Dennis Sykes, Jr. Yeah. Greg Bottolato, great educator, saxophonist, is going to be giving some critique.
Thank you. First of all, I think you are, I want to talk to everybody, not just the band people over here. Okay? Could you pick that up? I don't want to knock over your stand. Yes, thank you. Okay. Yeah, I think it's important for us to address the parents as well as the kids, because you guys support them. How many parents we have here? Any parents came from Chicago? No? Friends?
Chaperones.
Chaperones. Okay, good. I think I needed some chaperoning when I was young, too. I need it now, I think. First of all, I think you're being very successful with this model. Who are the other gentlemen that stood up with you? Are you all in this together? You're all teachers in this same thing? Okay. Yeah, I think it's a very successful... Can we close that? Can we close that door? I think it's a very successful model. I've often thought about this myself, and we sort of teach this way. A musical group is like any kind of organism, any kind of society in and of itself. It has its rules for participation. In a jazz group, it's really interesting because there's a place like baseball. You know, there's a place for the group, and then there's a place for the individual. And I think that's a balance that we try to find in our society. There's a place for leadership. There's a place for following. And all these things are very important, I think. And all these elements of teamwork, this building of skills that you're doing are all very important. And I think music offers that in ways that even sports doesn't. There's a nonverbal communication in all of this. And it's the same in sports. I mean, you read the body language. Somebody's coming after you to kill you. You get out of the way. And I think they're reading body language as well. They have something going on here musically that they must interact with. And it's extremely important. I think it's a great model. What are some of the values that we bring to a musical group? Intonation, articulation, phrasing, group interaction, awareness of the style, the groove, or the time, the rhythm that they're operating in. That's the group value, but then when you add the individual, then you get into the creative side, and that creativity evolves as a language. And so it's for the person to stand up and take a solo, to become credible at that is to develop their language to a very high degree. And then that becomes communication. I mean, you guys were all applauding when the guy got up, took a solo, and did a particular thing, and everybody, wow, you know, they all applaud. All right, well, that's communicating. And then there's the next step to communication, which would be, in verbal communication, would be who writes the book? Who is Ernest Hemingway? Who takes the language to another degree? Who makes it artistic? And that's sort of what the jazz musician tries to do now, begins to approach artistry. And it all comes from all those basic fundamentals. We can't separate them out. It's all a part of it. And I think what you guys are doing is great. I think you're making them aware. I think it's demonstrated in the group, in the way they interact, in the way they play together, and in the way they take various leadership roles. I think it's great. Keep doing it. Come back and see us again. I haven't been to Chicago since last year. Is it still freezing? Yeah. Okay. I'll stay here. It's warm. All right, you guys. Take care. Thank you very much.